Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, to prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, we call to mind our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses, therefore, said to Joshua, "Pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek had the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, I must confess that I have missed you. I've been at Sacred Heart these past few weeks. It's good to be back. When I heard the first reading, I could picture that scene where Moses had his outstretched arms. And as long as Moses had his arms, the Israelites were winning the battle. And when Moses got weary, when he got tired, at times we are tired, he would bring his hands for a rest, and the enemy were winning. And Moses got so tired that he couldn't raise his hands. So he got help, Aaron and Ur, and they picked up his arms and they won the battle. There's an important lesson for all of us in this story. In the story, in the first reading, and in the gospel, that woman, the widow, the story that Jesus told us, who went to the just judge, a man who had no fear of God or man. She was persistent. She came day after day seeking justice for herself. And what did Jesus tell us in that parable? The judge said, I will render this poor woman a just judgment because of her persistence. She comes and she comes, and I'm getting tired. Our God does not get tired of us. That's the lesson today. Our God loves us. He has shown us how much he loved us, how much he loves you. And we must be persistent in our prayer. And the words that come from our heart. I can imagine the thoughts and the prayers of Moses, praying to God for assistance, for help. You know, last night I was invited to the jazz festival to say a prayer because they had lost two of the members who were very active, the president and the person in marketing, Emilio Reyes and Patrick Cage. And they had invited me about 2 weeks ago, so I had time to prepare. I had a book, I had readings, I had everything there. But when it came time, I said, I'm not going to read this prayer. I'm going to pray from my heart. I closed my eyes like I always do, and I cried out to God. And little did I know that Emilio's mom was there. His family was there. They came over and thanked me. It was a simple prayer, but it was a sincere prayer. We should pray, not just in the morning, not just right before we go to sleep, but we should pray all day long, calling to God to help us, to assist us in the trials, in the temptations that come in the day. Yes, our God is a just God, and he will help us. He listens to our cries. He listens to our pleas. I would like for you today, this special day, the day of the Lord, to remember him. To remember him just as you begin to leave this house of God. To be with you as you open the door to your car. To be present. To be present with you as you open the door to the restaurant where you're going to go eat after this Mass. To be present. To be present with you in your thoughts. My friends, our days will change. Completely. When we don't forget about him. When we don't forget that God wants a relationship with you. And the only way we can have a relationship with that is to speak to him from our hearts. I remember so often people tell me, you know, Father, I have a hard time sleeping, so I pray the rosary and then I fall asleep. Talk from your heart. Ask the Lord to help you sleep. But speak to Him very specially in the areas that you're weak, to make you strong. That's the message. To pray. And our God, who is a just God, who's a loving God, who's a forgiving God, will hear you.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our help is from the Lord, as we sang in today's psalm. So we call upon the Lord now for help in our world.
For the church, that we may respond to others' needs with love and charity and be an instrument of God's grace to a troubled world, we pray to the Lord. For world leaders, that they may act with humility in leading their people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.
For missionaries throughout the world, that they may realize the value of their work as they share the gospel message with others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.
That through persistent prayer we may grow in faith, patience, and in gratitude, we pray to the Lord. And that the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Selwyn Puig, Anna Laure Quendling, Elizabeth Althammer, Renee Mario Palacios, Sylvia Meru, and in reparation and atonement for offenses against the most sacred heart of Jesus, and for the especial intentions of Father Jose Gutierrez, who celebrates his birthday today, we pray to the Lord. And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
God of justice and mercy, You have kept your promises to your faithful people of hundreds of generations. Listen to our needs as we persevere in prayer and wait patiently in joyful hope for your will to be revealed. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For through his paschal mystery, he accomplished the marvelous deeds by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own, of your own possession, to proclaim everywhere your mighty works, for you have called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we sing a hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your
death, O Lord,
and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the
Son. And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy. You should enter into my room. But only say the word, and soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that benefiting from participation in heavenly things, we may be helped by what you give in this present age and prepared for the gifts that are eternal through Christ our Lord.
Praying the Sunday is off to a wonderful start. It is, having celebrated this wonderful occasion of the Holy Eucharist. But just a few announcements. The Legion of Mary invites us all to a movie night that they are hosting on Tuesday night, this Tuesday, in St. Joseph's Hall. There's more information in the bulletin about that. And next Sunday, St. Anne's Society will be having a bake sale in the courtyard in the parish hall. So please stop by and support their efforts. What they raise there helps us buy the host, the altar wine, and the linen as needed. So that's a great support that they offer us. And as you offer them that support comes from all of us here together. So thank you for making that possible. And again, to our choir who is performing themselves more and more with each passing weekend, it's beautiful. And continue to pray for all of us who are working with our choir and with Alex and just to beautify the gift of our liturgy here at the cathedral. And last but not least, I'm praying that you have a wonderful day today because it's the nativity of Father Jose. It's his birthday. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.